Good afternoon. This is Earl at KYUK, longtime retired super pilot. We're here to talk about the river, and with me is Mark. Mark Leary, a longtime Bethel Search and Rescue river man, and he's going to update us on what's happening up on the Kuskokwim. Good morning.
Yeah, good afternoon. Another beautiful day. Earl said I was going to update you on the river. Well, all I could tell you, it changes every day. especially this time of the year. You know, even though it's cold and, you know, it feels like it's still middle of winter, the river is changing a lot this time of the year. And I guess we need to remind everybody, this is a call-in show, so please don't let us do all the talking. And it doesn't just have to be about the Kuskokwim River. You know, we'd like to hear from the Yukon. We'd like to hear from the coast. All over, we have a big region and with all different kinds of parts. We've been really reminded of this the past couple of weeks as we've been working in the very, very lower Kuskokwim around Tuntutuliak. It's always impressive to see our river down there near its ending. It's so big and so wide. People way upriver would find it hard to believe it's the same river.
And wide.
Yeah, so wide.
We went down there to help out a guy that his front wheel came off a couple of days ago. And we got down by Fowler Island, and it was windy. Some parts of that road on the high with the high sides was drifting in, filling in. But we made it down, able to get his tire back on, and we towed it up by Napuskak. So if he's looking for it, it's over by Napuskak. It was too late to drive it all the way to Bethel. But one of the things that we're kind of worried about this year with the thicker ice and the snow level, and the National Weather Service forecast is higher water than normal. And that brings us to a concern. Are we going to have high water this spring? And folks, if you're out there, the message is the forecast with the snow conditions and the cold weather, National Weather Service is sending out a message. We are going to have higher water than normal, but we'll have to wait and see if that does happen or not. I flew into Anchorage the other day and noticed snow levels. The Kilbuck had high snow level. The Alaska Range also had lots of snow in there. So there is a lot of snow to melt off. Yes, we're going to have some water, but I'm not too sure how much are we going to have. If anybody has any ideas, give us a call. See what they have to say. Upriver, snow levels are high. Down here, I mean, we got snow, but it's not like what we used to have. But it's more than normal. So, Mark, what do you got to say about upriver conditions on the road?
Well, yeah, we're talking about breakup, I think that's becoming more and more on our mind, especially with a concern to it as winter hangs on longer and longer. The National Weather Service River Forecast Center released their first spring breakup outlook last Friday. And like Earl said, it's for above average potential for flooding for the lower Kuskokwim and other parts of Alaska. So they'll come out with a fresh report every Friday from here on in. And a lot of what they, we provide them with a lot of information that they use for their predictions. As it gets closer to the end of winter, when we can finally believe that winter's over and it starts to warm up, we're going to be taking a lot of ice measurements up and down the river, on and off the ice road, and providing this information to the River Forecast Center. So, because, you know, we've barely had time to breathe since all the devastation of last fall. And, man, we sure don't want to see a bad breakup along the Kuskokwim with more flooding and more damage and more displaced people.
Really, even just thinking about it, I'm not looking forward for spring with the higher water. We're still recovering from the fall storm, how long. People are traveling on the river, hauling material down to Tuntutuliak, Kuig, Kipnuk. And they've been doing it all winter. And I don't think it's going to be, it's going to take years before they can recover.
Oh, we have a caller. Hey, Wilson. Is this Wilson the magic man, or is this Wilson the thunder surfer?
One strike. Good morning. How
good
you guys
afternoon. Wilson.
Hello. Oh, it's the thunder surfer. Good dog. What you thinking?
How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Hey, just a quick river report on the Johnson River. It is closed right now. We have a couple of equipment back here in Kasigaluk that are waiting for parts, and the Bethel crew is also waiting for their one of their plows to be fixed before they trek into the Johnson River. As everybody knows, we've been getting hammered with blowing snow the past week and a half. And unfortunately, some of our equipment is down. So just let everybody know, that is, I'm sure folks at in Bethel are, working diligently to repair their equipment. But for now, the Johnson River is closed due to filled-in ice road.
Wilson, does that Johnson River include the Atmosphic River?
I could not say. I don't know what the status is. I'm sure it is because the Anumashak area was getting hammered with blowing snow, which is right near the west end of the Napakiak slough entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I know, there is no traffic even in the Atmosphere River. If there is, we would appreciate somebody calling in to report that.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we're waiting for our big plow truck with the big V blade to get fixed. That's our trail breaker. We got to have that in front of the graders when we go back there. We tried going in with two graders a couple of days ago, and it was just a struggle. One grader would get stuck. The other grader would pull them out, and the other grader would get stuck, and it was useless. We had to turn around. Once we get that mm-hmm. big V-blade fixed, we can break the trail for the graders to go back.
So we just ask for people's understanding and some patience. As everybody knows, and even in the previous years, when I did rock runs, the snow is blowing.
Yeah, I want to test something out right now. These phone apps, people have come to really rely on them, and I always have argument with our younger guys that they live by their phone. They think everything on their phone is the gospel truth. And I tell them, no, I don't think so. So anyway, I have every village along the ice road in my phone weather app, so I can quickly look up the weather, especially the wind speed and wind direction, and that helps us plan our day. So right now my phone says that in Gasigluk it is wind is north 18 miles per hour, gusting 27. Is that true?
I would say that's about right. The wind was absent this morning, but as the morning progressed, we started getting wind that was starting to pick up.
Okay, good. That gives me a little more confidence in these apps, but, you know, sometimes it's all we have to go on when we don't have local observers like you. Now, let me ask you something else. Even with the wind picking up, are you seeing less blowing snow?
In the horizon, you could see some haze. Mm. Very close up, you could not see it. But there is some blowing snow that's happening. I can't see the village of Nunap because of that haze.
Okay. The reason I was asking, because yesterday, you know, we're on the river every day, and we notice all the little changes, or at least we try to. And yesterday, for the first time, I started to notice that the snow was getting shiny here and there, you know. That tells me that the strength of the sun increasing every day, it's starting to make a crust on the snow. Ever so faintly yet, but it's starting, you know.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that'll lead to less blowing snow, unless we get fresh snow. And then you can, later on, you'll see the mountains, even the mountains will get shiny, you know, with the crust.
The tundra will start exposing itself pretty quick, too, and speed up the process.
Yeah, there's some blowing snow out here.
Okay.
You know, when as said, wind started picking up earlier.
So even if
it
we
was
could,
nice and dead calm this morning.
I know it was so tempting. So even if we did plow right now, it would be blowing back in, huh?
Yeah, it would be. I think.
Darn. Okay.
And just a reminder on these apps. We had a search and rescue meeting this winter. The National Weather Service lady gave a presentation. And the apps are not absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
They could be off a little bit, change a little bit. And like yesterday when we went down and we had checked the weather, and we figured we better get that vehicle off yesterday because it was supposed to be windy today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it's windy today and nice and shiny tomorrow. So mm-hmm. they change. These apps change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They certainly change, but it does aid in, helping people to prepare for travel.
And the message would be always check the weather before you go somewhere.
Johnny Van's on, and I know he's been trying to call in every show and hasn't been able to. We gotta let Johnny on to talk about his country down there.
Welcome, Johnny.
Okay, hey, Koyana.
Thank you, Wilson. Welcome, Johnny.
Bye.
Exactly, we lost him.
Oh no, Johnny. Are you there?
Johnny, if you could call us back, KYUK 543-5985 or 1-800-995-8958.
I think he's still there. Nugas back. You copy? You copy? Nugas back.
Yeah, hi Mike, or Mark. Anyway, Johnny Van here from Tunduchulyak. We came up this morning. We're still hauling fuel, and fuel is very good compared to yesterday. Most of it is two lanes and very smooth compared to yesterday. But anybody traveling down river, remember to bring some boards, track, and don't forget your winter gear. Like, I might be well-dressed, but I have my winter gear with me just in case. And I'd like to thank, on behalf of the people driving back and forth, I'd like to thank Mark Leary and his gang for keeping the road maintained, and I can't say enough or stress enough for all the other people to thank the Napaymit crew.
Yeah, I'd like to mention, especially those two young grader operators. It's for both of them, it's their first year operating. Harlan Waski and Ephraim Ivan. Harlan's from Crooked Creek and Ephraim is from Lower Kalskag, and they put their heart and soul into it. Last night they finally stopped their graders for the night at 11:30 last night.
Coming up it was very nice and smooth. They had scraped it. But anyway, I'm here at Bessel. I'm ready to go. I'm going to snack and on the way. Hey, thank you very much.
Wait. You mentioned something. Track. I know what you mean. You want to tell the people about that? Track.
The what?
You said bring a track.
Oh. Remember snow machine track.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than 2x6 or 2x12. When we get stuck, we put those old snow machine tracks underneath the tires, and they have better tracks than those boardwalks.
Yeah, that's a good old trick. I haven't heard that in a long time.
That's what we always bring.
You don't want to throw your old track away.
But I always check the weather, call somebody before you go, and always tell somebody where you're heading.
Yeah, and it seems like you've become a main point of contact for information on the road to Tuntutuliak. You get lots of phone calls.
Yeah, because every morning before I go, I always check up to Gallic River by snow machine before I go.
Very good. Don't just
get on the car or truck and go check your trail before you go by snow machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always do. Hey, Mark, I gotta go.
Man.
My brother's waiting on down the river. We're heading back down again.
Thanks for the update, John.
Yeah, gee, good to hear from you. Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Have a good trip. Shucks, I had lots of more questions for him. But
Johnny had brought up some good points on travel. You know, tell somebody where you're going, dress appropriately, bring your extra gear with you. And if you're driving that truck, and I've heard the track before, those are the old snow machine tracks that are laying around, worn out. Put them to use.
Yeah, they're useful for lots of things. But yeah, if you have one in the back of your truck, yeah, when you start spinning out, yeah, slip one under there. There's Sam. There we go. And speaking, you know, talk about local knowledge and working with the local people. You know, all of us, the Ice Road crew, we're all from upriver. And when we go down that way, you know, we don't know anything about it or very little about that country down there, especially once we get below the Johnson. And, you know, to us it feels like we're going to fall off the edge of the world or we're going to drive into the ocean, you know. But we had the pleasure a few days ago of traveling down that way with Clarence Daniel, who's also from, you know, Tuntutuliak, and to listen to him talk. To us it's just a big, wide-open country, and there's no features, no landmarks that, you know, we're used to trees and mountains for landmarks. He was pointing out all kinds of different things, you know, and that just brought the whole world down there to life and made it a lot more meaningful for us and our crew, you know. Places like Kawaktovik and that one sandbar he was talking about where there's always seals and it was a real treat to travel with somebody from down there.
Yeah,
welcome,
good afternoon. Yeah, I got hung up at the hospital. Took a longer than I thought it would. Paperwork. We do have a caller online, Sam. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome.
You're on air.
On the air?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sam.
How do you know?
We smell.
How's everybody?
Doing well.
Doing okay.
I don't know about Sam. Sam just showed up here.
Yeah, I got hung up at the hospital.
We heard that excuse before.
Yeah, yes. It last week, last time it was Earl, so it was my turn. next, it'll be our headman here.
Okay. I wanted to share, I took a ride to Kalskag other last weekend.
Wow.
And I got pretty lucky. I only seen 3 pop cans on the river.
It's been better.
So people are doing a little bit better, not throwing their trash out the window.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And that was pretty nice.
Our crews do pick up trash too, so you know that helps.
So that might be it though.
But I think overall people are being much more respectful. And
I hope so, because our river can only take so much.
Yeah,
you know.
Last spring, I did a cleanup run from the Buskeg to Bethel. I had a sled load.
I have a picture. I have plastic, a picture of that.
Plastic cans. Yeah.
One year, I brought Walter, my buddy Walter, from Akachuk home. I seen tarps on the river and trash along the way, so I'll pick that up on the way back. So I stopped at the tarp, and I pulled out a whole leg moose.
Oh, yeah.
A whole moose leg.
Yeah.
So
somebody must have dropped it.
Somebody was
going too fast, maybe going too fast.
Yeah, you mentioned our brother George. I always missed that guy.
Walter.
Usually one of the first ones to come down with truck from Akachuk, too, you know.
Suburban.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate all your hard work that the Paimute crew, you know, I keep saying whenever I get rich, I'll buy them pizza and deliver it on the river.
Oh, you know what? The other day when we were working above Akiak, and Roberta called from the school. She says, we have a present here for you. Oh, yeah, what? Come on, come over and we'll give it to you. So I sent Oscar, he likes to get presents. They had a T-shirt from the basketball tournament there. because they had the regional tournament at Akiak this year. Man, there was so many trucks and cars there.
I can imagine it. Yeah. So, what else was there? I don't go downriver. But so I don't know how to talk about downriver. Usually people get stuck down there. So I don't go where I get stuck anymore. Is that road open now? I kind of tuned in late.
It's open to the mouth of the Johnson, to the Monocking area is open, UFOC.
Okay.
But the actual Johnson River to the Tundra villages is not open yet.
Okay, that's good to know, because I had an elder friend that talked to this morning and was wanting to go there. I said, well, you better listen to the talk show then.
And if you go down there, when I went down there last week to check it, the trail is cut over there, but if you get out of that plow trail, you're on your own. You better have a 4-wheel drive.
Or more, you know. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate all the hard work that River Crew has been doing this year, every year, but this year seems like a heck of a lot more time on the river.
Yeah, it has been. We're tired, and we've been trying to rotate our guys, give them a week off or so, you know. They were getting burned out.
Not only is it hard on the crew, it's hard on the equipment.
Yeah. Yep, every day. Yep. I can tell you every day at least 2 pieces of our equipment are down. You know, like Wilson mentioned, we have 2 in Gusidluk that are down, and we have 2 here in Bethel that are down today. But usually they're minor stuff, you know, hoses, tires, but it's downtime.
Yeah.
It's, you know, delays.
Okay, and then maybe when you're done, Mark, you could put out there where people could check on Facebook for your updates. Not everybody knows. Because I get a lot of calls on if they could go here and go there, you know.
Yeah, it's the main one is the Bethel Search and Rescue, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main place for ice road update.
Okay.
And Mark, a lot of times he'll transfer that info to Mike, and then Mike will put it on the BSOAR Facebook.
Okay. Because it's, we're getting into the, where it's going to be springtime soon. Next week it's probably going to be sweater weather.
Yeah, Mark
hope
right
so.
Below the park, you're heading down towards Tun. It's blowing snow like mad down here.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Everybody, have a good weekend, and we'll see you on the river.
Okay, well, appreciate the call.
I'm going to play this voicemail that just came in. I'm going to play it over to Mike.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to it.
Okay, you got new info coming in.
Wait.
Yeah, Mark took your, right below the park, you're heading down towards Tun. It's blowing snow like mad down here.
So the winds are picking up.
Yeah.
All right, I heard that. Thank you.
All right. We went down there yesterday evening. And it was windy. The snow was blowing across the road, but we managed to get to where we wanted to get to. But then it died down towards evening time. And normally that's what evening time winds die down. But sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
They blow all night long.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask Mark, since on the equipment, particularly the Johnson River, the snow gets so hard, like cement, that it's tearing up some of the gear. And we mentioned that before at a Kasigla, that gear couldn't plow through that snow. Is that one of the main reasons this equipment's breaking on the Johnson?
Yeah, you know, the prolonged cold, everything breaks easier in the cold. Hydraulic hoses, steel, you know, tires. Those are the main trouble. We have tires, hydraulic hoses, and then breaking metal parts, especially blades. And Shorty, I keep telling Shorty, man, you need to have a rewards program like Swanson's. You know, we need some points here. We need a free welding once in a while. I gotta say a big thank you to Shorty Shop, and another one is Josh Howell of Howell's Mobile Equipment Repair. Mm. Without those two guys, the ice road would come to a standstill. They're always there for us, and Shorty, I mean, he'll tell you, if there was 8 days in a week, I'd work 8 days. Wow. He's always working. And Josh, too, always out in the cold, working on our equipment for us, helping us. We sure appreciate it.
It's not really the equipment, even the vehicles. I'm seeing vehicles that haven't ran, I don't know how long those cars and trucks have been sitting up at the airport all winter.
Oh,
they haven't even gone anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure people have tried starting them up, but mine kind of froze when the first cold weather hit. We were in town in Anchorage, and when we got back, didn't want to go. My Iluk too. His vehicle didn't want to start. So it's been hard. It's been a hard winter.
Yeah, even, you know, the animals are tired of it. You know, the moose, they're tired of it. They're everywhere, in every village, every town. They're everywhere, trying to get away where it's easier to walk. And I've seen the beavers. Some beavers are either running out of food, or their food pile is frozen in. They can't get to it. They've been coming out onto the tundra looking for food.
Last week we had several moose come through the Puskak. You know, just dogs got wild. And we kind of tried to scare them out of town, but this one just kept coming back and finally settled in a bunch of trees. I left the next morning.
Yeah, I had one hanging around our house for a while. Now it disappeared. Yeah. I don't know where it went.
They're moving anywhere out.
Anywhere you can come upon a moose, anywhere, anytime now. They've been having trouble with them in Kalispell. They're grouchy. They don't want to get off the way. They've been stomping on dogs that are chained up. One of my he looks and talks. I said, "There's one that lives right behind his house. Mm-hmm. It sleeps there every night."
Mark, tell us about upriver. Anything going up above Antioch?
Yeah, they do have a road all the way to Crooked Creek, and I was hoping to hear from Crooked Creek today. Our crew from Antioch has been going out every day, working their way up the river, improving it. I think the stretch from Antioch to little above Napaimute is good, and they were working on widening and smoothening the rest of it towards Crooked Creek. But there is a road all the way. So
to Napaimute?
To Crooked Creek.
To Crooked Creek. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's like 345 miles of ice road. Except, you know, the Johnson River's not open right now. But when it's all open, that's what we have this year.
Mm-hmm. So I remember years ago, and the conditions were less. It was basically an ice road with no snow. Folks were driving all the way to Red Devil.
Yeah.
I remember that time.
Yeah.
There was absolutely no snow.
Yeah. This is Johnny, if you hear us... if you listen in, Took just reported blowing snow below Johnson River.
Below Napaquiac.
So be careful. Below Napaquiac.
Yeah, is he out there? Okay.
Is part of the crew that's hauling freight to Tuntutuliak.
Okay. Yeah, unani ayagalu tapilreni una pawa pat akulumun ayakayakka yakin. Great town man ritni luku pet glut mun bawa bata town at doit ki luku anachim painga mana gavi tamat tamani ki luki iking kauk wat mun time chali talk na anachim wat mun tung tutu lar mitungit nun I out chilluting, I out chilluting hopilreta, Awai took a callas hemini pilk, not quick niluku, Akuluni, Akuluni pilk, an oknakluni hornrani pemi, get mutu doichali, I had lemon to me a kama vata, crooked crick a tiki luku. Tumirak tamani iking kauk chalak luku ili time ik kitak luni tumirat but murikluji ayalreni pinnertuji. Have we talked about the intoxication, people driving under the influence yet?
Not this show. I spent quite a bit of time last show talking about what happened to my daughter. We got to keep the message.
Yeah. If you can talk a little bit about it, then we'll. I've been at it at Yuktu, so we're aware of what's happening out on the river.
I know there's people out there still. You know, we probably there's people that listen and people that don't listen, and then our message would probably say, if you want to drink, please stay home.
Yes,
it's probably the best thing. Stay home, stay off the road, stay off the vehicles, the snow machines, the four wheelers, and the trucks and cars. And not only that, you'd be if you do happen to do that, you're breaking the laws, and then putting your life in danger and someone else's life in danger if you do get into a serious accident. So I'd say the message would be, please, if you decide to drink, please stay home.
Yeah, we have another caller online. Jacob, good afternoon.
Hello, who's this? Who's Jacob? Is this my son, Jacob?
Yeah.
Wow, my partner on the river. What you doing
good
today?
Good afternoon, Jacob.
Do you have something to tell us?
I'm not talking to you. I'm calling the River Watch guys.
Oh, you want to talk to the River Watch guys? Okay, go ahead. They're listening.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
Is something going to happen today?
Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, they come to the feast.
Oh.
Feast? Holy
and
smokes.
Feast. And what's your address? Where do we go?
Oh darn.
We lost it.
Shucks, he hung up.
The address, where if anybody wants to go to that feast, Mark, you have the address for that?
Yeah. Jacob was calling in to let everybody know that we're having a first catch feast for him and his brother Max. Jacob caught his first ptarmigan and Max caught his first swan, and we're very proud, and we want to celebrate that their tradition. They're Nugasbaks in training, and we're inviting everybody, our friends and family, and anybody to come and eat tomorrow at our house starting at 6 o'clock at 350 Katie Hatley Lane in Blueberry Sub. So, yeah.
Good job.
If you don't know where it is, look for a lot of cars. You'll find it.
And a house with lots of Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lights right will there. Be on.
Thanks, Jacob.
Looks like we're not gonna eat all day tomorrow, Earl, and then come over in the evening.
Yeah, we've been getting all of our best food.
If we don't make it over, will he deliver?
Maybe. Elders, last night we worked on moose nose and saloonuk and pickled fish, and we're right now I got a pot of moose hoofs boiling them up all day. Gonna make moose jello. All our best foods will be out tomorrow.
And also there's also a funeral going to be happening in the afternoon tomorrow, I believe it is, at the Moravian Church for this young man that attended the school here,
KLA,
and his body is going to be buried here in Bethel. So think about the family. Give him your blessings if you know who they are. Even though if we don't know who they are, our thoughts are with the family.
We all know what it's like to lose loved ones.
Thoughts, prayers,
and condolences.
So we
feel for anybody, and especially when young people leave us.
That's
really bad.
Yeah,
really sad.
We've been busy down at the church. It's getting to a point where, you know, it's tiring. If I'm feeling it, I don't know what our reverends are going through. It's been a hard year. But this is something that has been passed down from our elders, that we're to expect this to happen. And we're doing it now. We're living it in our lifetime. So,
if it's tiresome, we still got to get up and go.
Yeah.
Still get up and get up. Live your daily. Just keep busy. Think positive.
Yeah, life goes on. Mm. Life goes on. I'm glad you said that because There are times when it's hard to crawl out of the bed, you know, thinking about these things. You're laying yep. down, you're doing nothing, and these thoughts start coming in. We have an anonymous caller. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, Sam?
Yiki duck.
Sam, you guys are the awesomest. We are not checking for all that you do for all over.
Yeah, Kuyanakpa, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We still have about maybe 10 minutes left of our time here. Is there anything else that you two want to bring up to our listeners out there that we haven't touched yet?
One of these days I'll talk about shell ice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
You know, the river continues to drop and drop and drop, and I see more and more spots along the edges that are breaking away, breaking off. Be careful. Be careful of the edges, especially upriver. That one that below Akiak in the shortcut slough there last week, we had moved the road away from that cut bank because that cut bank's been eroding all winter. We didn't move it quite far enough. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, where the sandbars are until the ice gets lower. We moved it out just right off the edge of a sandbar, and then last week the ice dropped off that sandbar, and it caused overflow and cracking in the road, like 2-inch wide cracks. The ice was still very thick, but when it settled, it cracked up and it water came out. So and the water got to be about a foot deep. So we closed it and we moved over to the old road. And we've been checking it. Excuse me. Yesterday it was, you could drive across it yesterday with a pickup truck safely. The overflow had frozen back. But then we were got word that there were going to be fuel trucks going to Akiak and some other freight trucks, so we decided not to open it yet because it still had like 4 inches of water underneath. If those big trucks broke up that ice, it would be very bad. So we kept it closed for another couple of days. Then it should be frozen all the way through.
Uh-huh. And to mention that those water areas, when that water gets underneath that snow, it'll be watery.
Yeah, can't go
for
away
a long then. Time.
Yep.
Can't yeah. go away.
Yep, you know. Yeah. Clear that off and let it freeze.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, even though the roads are pretty much all the way from Crooked Creek down to Tuntutuliak, if you decide to go on these long-distance drives, like mentioned, bring extra gear. Dress appropriately like you're going to. If you break down, you're going to most likely drive home on a snow machine. Mm-hmm. Mm. Someone's going to get you. Dress for that cold weather. Mm. Shoes. Snow pants, extra coat, face gear. Be prepared for that. And if long distance traveling, take an extra tire, jack. Make sure you have that stuff with you. Extra food, coffee, all the things you think. If you do stay overnight, you'll be happy, glad that you got your extra gear to keep you through the night.
We have another caller on the line. Dwayne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Hey. Dwayne. Is this a cow's guy, Dwayne?
Yes.
Oh, hey, go. Hey, good
Hi,
to
Dwayne.
Hear from you.
Hey, I just want to give some updates from cow's guy heading up towards Aniak. No blowing snow. So very glassy and slippery. Road with a lot of glare. We got some pretty high berms, so when you're going around the corner, slow down and look ahead as you're going up that way. Ice conditions are really thick. Last week, we tried to drill some holes for fishing for the younger kids' culture week, and our auger couldn't poke through the open water. Oh. So it's
without an very extension, thick. Huh? You didn't have an extension, huh?
Yeah, we didn't have an extension.
I think those augers are like 32 inches with no extension. Yeah.
Yeah. So, lots of snow up here. The snow is already crusted and glaring off of the mountains and, some hills.
Oh, you could see it, getting shiny.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't see that. I drove up to Chalk Bluff on Tuesday and noticed that on the way down.
Got a question for Dwayne, and this is something that winters like to see is that hard snow in the tree line. Did you guys get that this year? Because I'm hearing soft snow in the tree line.
Never really stepped out that way. Too much snow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even venture in that way, too.
Yeah, I can tell you, last weekend we were at our fish camp there at Overwick, and me and Jacob, we went out to the tundra side above the bluffs to get tamarack poles for the smokehouse. We made a bigger smokehouse, and I needed longer poles. Yeah, deep snow even on the outside of the tree line, almost up to your waist, some parts.
And it's there was early winter, we'll get some rain, it'll pack that down and you can drive up and stay afloat, but this year it never did that.
Yeah.
So all year, soft snow.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think probably it's probably important to let people know that if you're going upriver past Kalskag, there's no road between lower and upper Kalskag on the river. You have to go up in lower, drive down the regular road to Kalskag, and then slide back down on the river at the upper end of Kalskag. We started to try to open that river road again, but there's still water out there, still water under the snow, and we abandoned it.
Okay. And our trail conditions, too, they're still, still good trail conditions heading over towards Pine Mute and Russian Mission.
Mm. Okay, good. Anybody going monocking at Pine Mute yet?
I haven't heard of anybody going over there yet. Usually they start going over when the temperature gets a little bit warmer.
Yeah, it's been chilly. That's what we planned to start monocking last
week. I know that they're going to go next week because the high school and some of our other schools in our district are going to be joining us here in Kalskag for our culture week.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be going harvest some moose and put some moose away for elders and families that need it and to share at the school.
Good job.
Good. Yeah, they invited me to come up and talk to the kids too next week at Cultural Heritage Week, so I'm looking forward to that, when I walk in that high school and I see all those elders' pictures up on the wall, it's just like, I always, no matter what, I always have to stop and look at them all over again. Our teachers up there on the wall, all of them are gone.
Yep.
But I feel like, I'm becoming full circle. What they taught me, all them people up there on the wall, I'm going to go and talk to the kids about.
The traditional elders, first elders, and it's the same thing when you go into our district office. We have an upstairs and a downstairs. And we have all the current elders on the bottom floor and all the elders that passed on and moved on. We move them up to the second floor.
Nice.
All right, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Dwayne.
Good call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Before we sign off here, I want a big thanks to Mark's crew. I know it was late last night. I was wondering if they were going to make it home. I want to make a big thanks out to all the search and rescue groups across the country and their families, because families, when you go out on a search or something, it impacts everybody, your family and your community. So big thank you.
Mark?
I forgot. I wanted to start out the show by dedicating it to a past search and rescue member. Yesterday, I passed somebody in traffic, and I had a flash. That looked like Johnny York. And I thought, man, I want to dedicate tomorrow's show to Johnny York.
York was a long-time Bethel Church and Rescue guy. Mm-hmm. I remember I went down river one time. He was one of my spotters, and one of the guys was stuck on a sandbar down by Tentatuliak, and it was right after freeze-up. And I said, Johnny, I'm going to land on that sandbar. He said, no, you're not. As you watch. I did land on it, and the boy came down. He got frozen during breakup. I still see him around, walking around Bethel. But we landed there and brought that boy home.
Wow. We got about a minute left here, and I want to thank everyone that have called in and what's happening out there, out in the Kuskokwim. I want to thank Mark and Earl for taking their time to come out here. And remember, everyone, there's a feast going on at 6 p.m.
Tomorrow
at Mark's place. There'll be Christmas lights all over. I've seen it. So you can't miss it. It's in the Blueberry subdivision area. So umyok nakhchekhna akukka bitkhalrik unoku anaraghluk takuk boyakka bitak bitkhka piqatakhta nriyaqtugnaqtuji atakumi 6 p.m. mami ayaknakhchekutta akukutlu qayagaagulutin tamak qayagaullkhni quyaawikluji tumammak awatam timani mamtrilkhum upriver downriver up towards the tundra area qailun ayuqutjanik nallun rigiluta remember, bring your trash home. Don't throw it out on the trail. It's not a pretty sight. Tamana umyokaklikubinakhtuji, trashaji atam utuluki. Throw them away in the proper places like the dumpsters if you're from here in Bethel.
Yeah, just a reminder, Johnson River, Admatrik River, still closed.
Ikitaki, koyanakwa, tamakhsipilgani, Mark, Earl, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
All you listeners, koyanakwa.